For as long as I can remember, my father struggled with high blood pressure. Toward the end of his life, he didn't feel well. The medicines made him dizzy. His kidneys quit working properly. He had to go on dialysis. We used to travel overseas a couple of times a year. He really looked forward to it. But when his health went downhill, he had to stay at home and take dialysis 3 times a week. He never wanted to live if he couldn't preach. Even though he didn't feel well, he never missed a Sunday. Victoria used to go pick him up and bring him to church a little bit late. Sometimes she would call and say, "Joel, I'm not sure your dad can minister today. It doesn't seem like he feels that well." I would run down from the TV department during the service. When he arrived, I would ask, "Daddy, are you sure you're up to this today?" He would smile and say, "Yeah, Joel, I'm ready to go." When he walked out on the platform, nobody knew he wasn't up to par. He still had a spring in his step, a smile on his face. He could have been at home, negative, complaining, "God, I've served you all these years. Look what it comes down to. I can hardly even minister." Instead, he kept his fire burning. He guarded that flame. He was determined to not just finish his course, but to finish it with joy. One night when my dad was 77 years old, he wasn't feeling well. He asked my brother-in-law, Gary, to come over and visit with him. They were talking at about 2 o'clock in the morning. Gary asked him what he thought about all the difficulties he was having. "My father," said Gary, "I don't understand it all, but I know this, his mercy endures forever." Those were the last words my father ever spoke. Right then, he breathed his final breath and went to be with the Lord. But think about those last words. He wasn't complaining, he was bragging on God's goodness. He wasn't magnifying his problems, but magnifying his God. He crossed the finish line with his fire still burning, with his torch still lit. And the scripture talks about how the saints of old died in faith. The truth is that one day we're all going to die. You have to make a decision. Are you going to die in faith, or are you going to die negative, bitter, complaining, "Can't believe this happened"? Make up your mind that you're going to die full of joy, with your fire still burning, with your torch still lit. In 1968, the Olympic Games were held in Mexico City. During the marathon, a young runner from Tanzania fell and broke his leg. He was bloodied and bruised, but somehow he managed to get up and continue running. Long after everyone else had finished the race, he entered the stadium for his final lap. More than 100,000 people had been there earlier, but now, an hour or two later, only a few thousand people remained. The main lights were off, the television cameras gone. The event was officially over. As he struggled into the stadium and headed toward that final lap, when the few thousand people saw him, they stood up and began to cheer him on. They cheered louder and louder as if he were in first place. Drawing strength from the crowd, he began to smile and wave as if he were going to win the gold medal. It was a moving moment later seen around the world. A reporter asked him afterwards, "Why didn't you drop out of the race when you broke your leg? Nobody would have faulted you for it." The young man from Tanzania said, "My country didn't send me 7,000 miles to start the race, but to finish it." In the same way, God didn't breathe His life into you, crown you with His favor, put seeds of greatness on the inside to just start the race. He sent you to finish it. The scripture talks about how the race is not for the swift or the strong, but for those who endure till the end. You don't have to finish first. You're not competing with anybody else. Just finish your course. Keep your fire burning. You weren't created to give up, to quit. We can all find a reason to drop out of the race. We can all find an excuse. But you have to dig your heels in and say, "I am determined to finish my course." If you'll tap into this finishing grace, those 2 extra cylinders will kick in when you need it. You'll have a strength that you didn't have. As the Apostle Paul, you will finish your course with joy. You will complete your assignment and become everything God created you to be.